Let's Talk. I understand it may very well be Christmas morning when you are listening to this. I can imagine that most are gathering today with those closest to them to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We've been preparing our hearts all month for this moment. And my first reflection this morning is that the God of all creation would have woken up in a cold, damp, dirty barn this morning, almost completely unnoticed, unprotected, and relying on the Heavenly Father, Mary and Joseph, for comfort. That's a comforting thought for me. He left his throne in that perfect eternal place to dwell with us in darkness. That's a Mary thought. And I have this personal tradition every Christmas Eve. I'm usually up late by myself finalizing things for Christmas morning. There's a movie on in the background. It's a Wonderful Life. It's always been on in the background. They play it nonstop every year since I can remember. The funny thing is, I never really paid attention and actually watched it till I became a father. It's the story of George Bailey, a small town guy who marries his high school sweetheart, has a family, is somewhat successful, but things go wrong all of a sudden. It seems he can't catch a break. He loses himself in the disappointment and doesn't find much reason for life. He ends up rescuing his guardian angel, Clarence, at his lowest moment in life. Clarence gives him a new perspective on what life around him would have been like without him in the lives of others. It seems as though he's the richest man in town because of the grace and sacrifice that he was able to show the people around him, although his success and financial situation is dismal. He's got something. He's got people around him and love that gives him a new perspective and a new hope. The movie ends with him gathered around the Christmas tree with family, friends, and his newfound perspective and hope. It's become a favorite movie of mine. And I realize this Christmas morning may not be easy for everyone, and I'm sorry. The thought and reality of Jesus brings comfort and peace and hope, although there are real hurts and holes in the hearts of individuals today. And we can't really take that away. And it hits close to home. Last week, we learned that our youngest daughter, Aubrey, might have an autoimmune disease. And we are still in the diagnosis phase, but the reality of uncertainty is looming this morning for us and as a family. And I've had a series of minor misfortunes come about in the recent past. And I said to myself, what's next? And then we have this news come about. And in the midst of not being able to control circumstances of life, when things pile up and the pressures of life are felt, I keep hearing Psalm 34 in a still small voice. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and he saves the crushed in spirit. And it brings with it a sense of security, strength, and comfort. Because no matter if one more circumstance goes wrong, nothing can take that truth away. He will be near, and that's a constant. No matter how little strength we have today, he comes down to dwell with us. No matter how dark, damp, and dirty, he came down to dwell with us. Emmanuel, God with us today and always. Thank you, Jesus. I hope you have a Merry Christmas. Enjoy your loved ones today. And if you are alone, you're always welcome at my house. Come on over. And if you are doing well and have hope to share, check on your friends. Merry Christmas.